Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra, Daf Pei Vav, Bava Basra 86. And today's Daf Yomi begins with a discussion regarding whether or not a buyer can acquire something using his own utensil in another person's property, in the seller's property. And actually, it leads us from here into a discussion about chametz that was sold on Pesach, whether or not it can be used after Pesach. And this is relevant because in the year 5777, today is the Daf Yomi for the day after Pesach. So back on the bottom of Pei Hei Amad Beis, and leading into Pei Vav Amad Aleph, the Gemara cites a Braisa, and the Braisa is relevant to the question of whether or not a purchaser can acquire something using a utensil in somebody else's property. So the Rava says, what is the Braisa? Mashach Chamarav Upoalav. If the person who's purchasing an object did Mashicha, pulled the object, but he didn't actually pull the object. In this case, all he pulled was the donkey driver or the workers, and they were carrying the produce on them. So therefore, it's not exactly a kinyan because you have to do the mashicha really on the produce, and they only did it on the drivers themselves. And he brought this produce via the drivers into his own home. Then, since he didn't actually do a real mashicha, bein pasak ad shelo madad, whether or not he set a price but did not actually measure out the produce, or bein madad ad shelo pasak, whether or not he measured out the produce but he had not set a price, we say in both those cases he has not acquired it, and so therefore both the buyer and the seller, shnein yecholin lachzor ben, both of them can renege on the deal. However, Pirkan, if he unloaded the produce, v'ichnisa l'toch beiso, and he has brought the produce into his house, then we say pasak achal madod, if the buyer set the price, even though he hasn't measured it, then ain shnehen yechon lachzerbo. Then both of them are not able to renege on the deal because the price has been set. But madad achal pasak, but if he just measured it out, but he has not set the price yet, then since he has not set the price, so therefore it's not considered a valid sale yet. Shnehen yechon lachzerbo, and then they both can renege on the deal because it has not happened yet. So the Gemara challenges and tries to understand the second half of this braisa. We're skipping over the part where this is a proof as to whether or not you can acquire something in somebody else's possession, because it's not relevant to the discussion of the chametz on Pesach. So the second half of this braisa is analyzed by the Gemara, where it states, "Michti pirkan katani." Since he has unloaded the produce in the domain of the buyer, why do we care whether or not he has set a price or not? It is in the other person's domain. It's in the buyer's domain. So whether or not the price has been set, we should still say a kinyan has happened. Mali pasak, mali lo pasak. And so the Gemara says, no, of course, it's relevant whether or not he has intended to purchase it. Until you set a price, you can always renege on the deal. The Gemara says, amale pasak samcha daite, lo pasak lo samcha daite. If he has established a price, then we say that he has intended to purchase it. But if he has not established a price, we say he has not intended to purchase it. And we see from here that this is very relevant to the question of a person has purchased something. Once we see that there is samcha daite, pasak samcha daite, the idea of whether or not he has intended in his mind to purchase it is very relevant whether or not the purchase has actually taken place. So this idea of whether or not the purchase has actually taken place, this is something that was relevant to chametz on Pesach, because the Shu'at Beis Shlomo discusses a situation where a person intended to sell his chametz, and he appointed the rabbi to sell the chametz. And what happened was, when he sold it to the Gentile who was very willing to purchase the chametz, and a heroic Gentile who was helping out his Jewish neighbor, yet the rabbi did not list in the sale, he didn't list each of the specific items. And so therefore, the question was whether or not it was a valid sale or not. Because he just said, I'm selling you the chametz, and it will be sold according to the value of what it sells for in the market. But he didn't say, I'm selling you this bottle of whiskey, I'm selling you this loaf of bread. He just gave a general price. So the Makor Chaim was actually strict by this, because he says, since he didn't distinguish it, and the Shulchan Aruch has ruled in other circumstances, especially as relates to chametz, that you need to do each specific one. And so therefore, it's like you're selling something where you don't know exactly what it is. And so therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is strict, according to the Makor Chaim, in this specific situation. However, There were other people who were very lenient about this. And so when the matter was brought to Rav Nosson Tzvi Adler, and was also discussed in the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, they rule not like the Mekor Chaim, and they are lenient. And he rules that since the seller itself said to the Gentile, I'm selling you all this chametz according to the specific price, and we'll be able to figure it out according to what it sells for the market value, that is actually specific enough to understand what the sale is for. And so therefore, it is a valid sale. And he says specifically, since we are talking about chametz being used after Pesach, so therefore, even though ideally we should say that the rabbi, when he specifies it to the chametz, when he's selling the chametz to the Gentile, he ideally should say, I'm selling you this that's included in the contract, but even the stuff that's not written down, we're also selling, and we're including other things that might have been left off, and those are also included in the sale, and we'll have experts figure it out. Even if the rabbi forgot to say this, Rav Nosson Tzvi Adler says, that it would still be permitted, because we only really need a contract for real estate, but for movable objects, really an oral sale is sufficient. And since here we assume that the Gentile really is intending to purchase everything, like this idea of Samcha Daita, he's really, it's his intent to purchase it. And so therefore, even if it wasn't exactly specified, since we're saying we're going to have experts figure out everything after the fact, they'll come and determine everything, we say it is a valid sale and it's a valid kinyan. Samcha Daita works here to help us be allowed to eat this chametz after Pesach.